MoneyInTheBank.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
I'm starting to think about it now.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar, The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior? Surprise, surprise. He ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host,
here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, kitty.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer-slash-co-host-slash-handyman, Sir Rockin.
Let's light it up, bitches. It's The Rack.
It's The Rack. It's Thursday. We have a ton to get into, so we're going to save the silly banter for later in the show, because we're talking Payback, we're talking NXT TakeOver Preview, we have to talk about NXT, and well, we don't have a lot of news, but we've got some big stories, so we're going to jump right into that. Brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com and TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans, and well, we need to talk about the biggest story of the week.
The Hot Shots?
No, we'll get to that.
What's the big story then?
Daniel Bryan.
Ah, right, the fluffy goat man. Right.
Yes, the fluffy goat man. In case you live under a rock, Daniel Bryan announced Monday night on Raw that he was relinquishing the IC title, which, by the way, will be defended in a week or 2 weeks in the Elimination Chamber special event on the network. Ding.
Which we'll talk about here more in a minute.
Yeah, but he's giving up the title due to a mysterious injury. He said on the show that he wasn't sure how long he was going to be out or if he was even going to be back. WWE has not elaborated on the injury as to what it is. Bryan only said that he'd gotten an MRI done, the results weren't good, and so he was giving up the title. This is eerily similar to the situation this time last year with Bryan.
So, as we do our work here on the show, we research and we pay attention to things, and we were watching NXT last night, and after NXT last night, it was Total Divas on the WWE Network, and,
right.
And the episode they happened to show, besides Daddy throwing somewhere out of the car, was the Payback episode, where Daniel Bryan was going home for 6 to 8 weeks.
Right, yeah.
We didn't see him again until January.
Of the next year.
Of the following year, so June to January, just basically 1 year ago, a couple weeks later. It was like June 1st. What was Monday's date? The 11th? So,
Monday was the 11th.
And it was reported like on the 4th last year, or 5th or something, close to that effect. Close to this time last year that, he was injured and was not going to be unable to wrestle at last year's Payback.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he missed Extreme Rules this year, and we had this long discussion of what's actually going on with Daniel Bryan. Is it his neck? Is it his head? Is it his arm? Is it his shoulder? Is it, what is it? And no one knows what this injury is. And now we're at a point where this is the same thing again.
It's gotta be the same injury. There's been rumor and speculation that it's come back. There was a lot of question when Bryan came back in January if he was really ready to be back. It had been recommended that Bryan get a second surgery to fix the issue. Bryan opted not to get the surgery and chose a holistic method instead, which obviously took longer, and there is no guarantee. Like the surgery, there is also no guarantee, but there's a better shot with the surgery. And so Bryan went the holistic method. He came back, he looked good, and then, really after about a month to 6 weeks, it seemed like he was having problems.
He wrestled physical, he didn't really tone down his style, he kept doing physical matches with Luke Harper's and the Sheamus's of the world. And then they went into a ladder match, and he won the Intercontinental Championship, and everyone's upset that Daniel Bryan won the Intercontinental Championship now, because their favorites didn't win. Hey, predicted that a long time ago.
Right.
And it's now at a point where it's Daniel Bryan's hurt again, and it begs the question, what does the future hold for Daniel Bryan? In the short term, they're putting him on Tough Enough to be a judge, not a trainer, a judge.
Right.
Because you can't trust him in the ring right now. If you can't trust him that match, you can't trust him to train people. That said, it begs the question, what is the long-term future of Daniel Bryan? Do we ever see him back in the ring?
It's really hard to say at this point, because you obviously want to see Bryan get well. You want to see him come back. You know, that's the natural instinct to want that for him. But there could be a potential real possibility that that's not going to be the case. And it's really hard to want it knowing that he's now being sidelined again and kind of asking that of him. And it's like, I almost wish he wouldn't come back in a wrestling capacity. There's still a lot Bryan could do.
Out of the ring.
Out of the ring. I mean, he could be a manager. He could be a commentator. He could have his own show on the network. He could be a general manager. He could be a trainer down at NXT. There's a ton of stuff Bryan can do. He's certainly an asset to the company. And I'm sure they're not keen on getting rid of him.
No, because he is a positive role model for kids. He has the Yes Movement. They were getting behind it, and maybe not as the face of the company, but they were still behind the Yes Movement and everything like that. They have whole campaigns built around it, and he's a good public figure for this company. And it just sucks to see his career basically be derailed by injuries. But that's what it's become. He hit his peak at WrestleMania 30. He had his moment. And ever since then, it's been downhill from there, which kind of sucks.
It does kind of suck, and I would actually say he had his peak maybe a little bit earlier than Mania. They kept it going for as long as they could, but I don't think he was quite as...
But he got his moment, he got his title, and...
Oh yeah, he got to live the dream, you know? He got to be the ultimate underdog at WrestleMania and wrestle two matches, and he beat the owner, or the boss's son-in-law, and then he went on to win the World Heavyweight Championship. I mean, hell, you can't have a better night than that unless you break the Undertaker streak. Oh wait, somebody else did that.
Someone else already did that same night.
That same night.
Coincidentally.
An hour beforehand. But yeah, it's Bryan. Bryan had a huge moment at WrestleMania, and he's been kind of cursed after that, where he was champion, everything was great, he was on top of the world, and then he gets injured, and he's out, nobody really knows what's going on with the title, and they kind of get around it, and then they realize this is going to be more than a month, because I remember when the original injury happened, it was like, oh, you know, a month to 6 weeks. Yeah, they can probably get around it,
And then it became 6 to 8.
6 to 8, and then 8 to 12, and then, well, we don't really know. And when Bryan was forced to give up the title, you knew it was bad. You knew it was bad. You knew something was going on. He went off. He had surgery. And he was continuing to have problems. He was having a difficult time recovering the strength in his arm.
As documented on Total Divas, go listen to the Rack Extras. We talk about it as it happened. Shameless plug, rockradioshow.com.
Yep. Which will be returning this summer, by the way. But, I mean, it's... Bryan, I think, essentially has the same thing that Edge has. Or something extremely similar.
Yes and no, because Edge is more like Steve Austin. Daniel Bryan is a little bit different because they didn't have fusion surgery. He didn't have fusion surgery.
Yeah.
Because that's sort of why Steve Austin and Edge have no longer competed, because their bump cards ran out after, you know, doing the fusion surgery and it just wearing and wearing and wearing and then, you know, numbness everywhere. It's like, hey, we gotta pull back. We don't know about numbness for Daniel Bryan or how bad a numbness is if he has it. It's just something to the point, okay, say he gets healthy again. You are WWE. Do you trust him?
I don't know. I think they want to, but at this point, this is now the second time in a year that he's been injured. It's potentially the same thing. Again, nobody knows in terms of what it actually is. It's all speculation. But this is now the second time he's been injured. He's really only been back 5 months after being gone for 8.
Not even 5 months, because let's think about it. He came back at the end, middle of January, and he was pulled middle of April.
Yeah.
4 months.
So he was technically back 4 months after being gone for 8 or 9. And granted, he had been wrestling a full schedule before he got injured, but if you're gone 8 to 9 months, the thought process is for a lot of people that you're at least back for a year, year and a half. Like, they get stuff happens.
And the goal was to build SmackDown around him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like last year, the goal was to make him the WWE champion heading into SummerSlam. So, key moment, SummerSlam champion, face of SmackDown. Oh, plans changed. So that's 2 strikes. Will they trust him? Yes. But to the limit of building something around him? Probably not.
Oh no, that, I would be very surprised if they do that again, because, I mean, it's like they're gonna bring him back. If he can get cleared, they will bring him back, they will let him wrestle, and he will get the cheers, and they'll do the yeses, and they'll sell the t-shirts, and they'll make money off of him, because they're not gonna kick him to the curb. He will make the money. But at the same time, it's, they can't rely on him to be healthy. They need someone. It's like, you want to be the face of the company? You have to be John Cena, where you get hurt twice in 10 years.
Right.
Legit. You know, I think I can count, you know, the number of times John Cena's been injured on one hand, at the very most 2 in 10 years.
But when it comes to John Cena injuries, they're significant, but he makes a call. All right, he's injured, he gets his surgery, he comes back.
Yeah, he takes care of it. And that's not saying that Brian didn't, but it's like, I seriously wonder if we would be having this conversation had Brian taken care of it and just gotten the second surgery.
I don't think we would have. I think he would have been fine. I think he would have. So you're out a couple extra months. Fine. But then you're back for a longer extended period of time.
I was going to say, what's worse, to be gone for an additional 6 weeks to have the second surgery, or to be gone an additional 6 months to do it holistically? I mean, it's just, it's weight and balances here. It's whatever you want to do. Because I honestly think WWE was not anticipating him being gone. It was almost kind of apparent that they were waiting on Bryan to get healthy to come back, because they wanted to point him at SummerSlam. They had that match all set up and ready to go. Brock was down with it. Everything was ready, and then Bryan got hurt, and it was this scramble to kind of figure it out. And they did. To their credit, they did, but it's like they waited and they waited and they waited for Bryan, and eventually Bryan just was not going to come back. And so they ended up giving the spot to Roman Reigns. Because what the hell else can they do?
Right.
And they gave it to Seth Rollins also.
They gave it to Rollins, they gave it to Reigns, they made their focus, okay, we got Brock and Cena at SummerSlam, okay, we weren't going to do that, but John Cena's going to be the guy who steps up in Daniel Bryan's place, take his spot, run with it, get destroyed by Brock. We now have Brock versus Roman Reigns for WrestleMania. Cool, we got our spot. And, you know, now it goes back to the road to WrestleMania, where everyone was cheering for Daniel Bryan, hoping Daniel Bryan was in it. I was one of those people hoping Daniel Bryan, before the Royal Rumble, would get the spot at WrestleMania, just because I think thought he would deserve to be in that spot. But then they stuck to their guns, and I was happy they stuck to their guns. All things considered, it's a good thing they stuck to their guns, because even say you put Daniel Bryan back in the WrestleMania main event, and he got hurt, and you put the belt on him, you'd be in the same position you were last year. So
Pretty much, yeah. So
WWE did the right thing to stick to their guns, going with the Roman Reigns-Seth Rollins combination rather than a Daniel Bryan, just because Daniel Bryan's injury history is catching up with him to the point where you have to question what happened with Daniel Bryan next.
Well, And I've made no secret about how I felt about Brian at Mania. Brian deserves all the things, but I feel that Brian has to earn them. And that's not saying that Brian hasn't earned things. But everybody complains and whines and moans when somebody's gone for 8 months and then they come back and they automatically go in the title picture. Like, everybody. That's what they complain about.
Right.
Like, Orton gets hurt, or Orton takes a break, he comes back, he's automatically in the title picture. Oh, he didn't do anything to, you know, what has he done lately? Brian's the same way. I think it's a little much to have Brian come back and expect Brian to win the Royal Rumble and main event WrestleMania for second year in a row after he's just returned from an injured neck.
A really severely injured neck at this point.
Yeah, I mean, now, could he have had a better showing in the Royal Rumble? Absolutely. I think Brian got a poor showing, but that was their decision, and so I understand people being upset about that, but it's, you know, you really honestly expect them to be ready to push Brian like that after they've made the plans with Reigns. Like, that's the thing. When Brian got hurt, they figured out Brian was going to be gone for a while. They looked at Reigns, and they pointed Reigns at that because Brian was gone. Had Brian not gotten hurt, I don't think Reigns would have ever gotten that shot.
He may have still gotten the shot, but I don't think he still would have gotten the shot, but I think Daniel Bryan may have played a bigger role.
Yeah. I mean, Roman would have had a much more diminished role.
Yeah, I could see that.
So it's, you know, they have to fill that spot. And so it's like now they're in the same position again. And I know this is, you know, way off topic and this is a tangent, but it's like, what do you do? You know, in terms to answer your question, if I'm WWE, yeah, I trust him. You know, because he'll make me money, but I'm not going to necessarily build a brand around him. I'm not going to put a major title on him because I don't know how long he's going to be healthy for. I really don't. I don't know if he's going to get healthy at this point.
And that's the big question. Will he ever be healthy again? He's trying to get healthy. He's trying to work his way back from injury. But at some point, your body just gives out. And we've seen it. We talked about Ed. His body gave out. Stone Cold Steve Austin's. His body gave out.
Taker.
Undertaker. His body is giving out completely. It just, your body has so many bumps in it. And at some point, after 15 years being in the wrestling business, it catches up to you.
Yeah, especially seeing as Brian, when he was on the indies, did a lot more crazy hardcore shit than what he does in WWE, and that's going to take more of a toll on you. That's like Dean. I love Dean to death, but Dean's got a lot of mileage on him.
Right, but at least right now, Dean plays a little safer.
Yeah, oh, Dean's playing it safe. Dean understands what's at stake. I don't think Dean wants to. I think he'd love to go out there and mix it up, but he also's got to make the money while he can.
Right. I just feel bad for Daniel Bryan because he was ready to rock. They're ready to put him in John Cena's spot for a while. John Cena was allowing him to be in the spot, and this is why they rely on John Cena so much. He's reliable. He's the man. Injuries or not, he's the face, and right now they've pulled back on John Cena and allowing Roman Reigns to be the guy. But it just sucks to be Daniel Bryan. You had the chance of a lifetime. You got the spot. And you just sort of, your body just gave out on you. It sucks. It really, really sucks. Sucks as a fan of Daniel Bryan because you look at what's coming up on the roster. You look at everyone down to NXT and you go, in 2 years when half of these people are up on the main roster, you go, Daniel Bryan versus them.
Yep.
And how awesome those matches would be. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, Hideo Itami.
Oh my god, Brian and Itami. Oh geez, the battles of the kicks.
Just imagine those battles. That was the future. Hopefully Daniel Bryan is healthy enough to make those matches a reality in WWE.
I hope so. You know, honestly, I genuinely do want Brian to recover. Because I enjoy Brian. I really do. I think he's extremely talented. I like his matches, and when they're not kind of the same moves over and over again, and he does something different, he does something exciting, it's awesome. And, you know, it's like looking down at who's in NXT, they're, you know, I want to see Brian versus Zayn, I want to see Brian versus Owens, I want to see Brian versus Neville, and Neville's up on the main roster, but, you know, you get my point.
There you go, Brian versus Neville, that's a match.
That's a match. That would be a really good match.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like there's all these people that Brian could face that he could, you know, it's Daniel Bryan. He could have a match with a broom, and it would be good.
In general, Daniel Bryan versus Tyler Breeze.
Oh my god.
Just imagine Prince Pretty looking at Daniel Bryan and his beard.
That'd be amazing. But, no, it's like, I want to see Bryan recover, but at the same time, if it's not in Bryan's best interest to get back in the ring, I don't want him to do that. I don't wish him any harm. I don't wish him any ill health. You know, do what you gotta do, dude. Get better. Get healed. You know, if you don't come back as a wrestler, there's plenty of other things you can do if you want to do them. I mean, it may be Daniel Bryan and Brie decide to have a kid, and Brie continues to wrestle, and Bryan stays at home.
Possibly, but as we've seen, he doesn't like being at home right now.
No, he doesn't like being a house husband.
No, he doesn't.
He's not ready to be a house husband yet.
No, someone in our chat goes, I would love to see Bryan versus Zayn. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be a good match. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like down in NXT, there are a lot of people that Bryan could have a great match, and that's pretty much there are several names on the main roster that applies to, where it's, I would love to see so-and-so down in NXT versus this person on the main roster, just because it would be really, really good.
Really, really, really good. And they're his peers, so you really want to see him mix it up with them.
Yeah, but I guess we'll have to see how it goes.
We'll keep you updated on the injuries for Daniel Bryan.
As he moves forward. And speaking of moving forward, like we said, Daniel Bryan relinquished the IC title, and WWE announced that it will be defended I guess reawarded. I don't know what the technical term is.
It'll be on the line.
It'll be on the line. There we go. In 2 weeks at the Elimination Chamber special event. It's not a pay-per-view. It is a special network event that will be airing live from Corpus Christi on the WWE Network. I can't talk tonight.
Well,
that's it. Everybody go home.
Oh, everyone go home. Take a shot. It may be a pay-per-view. There's talk there may put it on the pay-per-view. That's it. Keep looking out for that. It may go on pay-per-view.
It may go on pay-per-view, but right now it's a network-only event.
Yes, for free to new subscribers on the WWE Network for only $9.99.
Ding!
Which is a very convenient spot at the end of the month.
Right.
If you buy the pay-per-view, the Elimination Chamber special, you gotta put in your credit card information, and you watch it, and you go to bed. June 1st happens.
Oh, hey, look, you got charged $9.99.
They took your money. They took your money. Yeah, so the Intercontinental title will be on the line at the Elimination Chamber. Six guys will be competing. We'll talk about who we think later on in the show will be in it, but kind of obvious who four of them probably will be in two of the matches happening at WWE Payback, which we'll preview in the second half of our show live right here on The Rack. She's Lindsay,
yep.
I'm Rock. Follow us at Wild Talk Radio and at Lindsay Ward to join in the conversation, or come to wildtalkradio.com and join our interactive chat room as well. But also, I should say, at Elimination Chamber, the tag team titles will be on the line as well in the chamber.
That's interesting. And they announced that both tag partners are going to be crammed in those itty-bitty pods.
As of today, that's the idea. They're going to put the partners in the pods.
Which is like, okay. You know, honestly, the way I thought it was going to go before they announced that was they were going to have, like, one partner, like, two tag teams in the pods, and one partner was going to be in each pod, and then they were going to have two teams come in and start.
I thought it was going to, like, yeah.
And then that way it's a four-way, and the teams release, you know, every, like, 90 seconds or whatever it is.
Every 5 minutes, whatever it was. I actually thought it was going to be, like, a triple threat, do three teams, so... You start two guys, and then you can do the war game style here. One guy comes in, you know, even odds, whatever.
Yeah, because it's going to be like a tornado tag, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be tornado tag rules, so, you know, if your partner gets pinned, you're gone in this sort of match. So they're going to put in six teams, which means we're going to see the New Day, Cesaro and the Kid. We're going to see primetime players, possibly, maybe Lucha Dragons. Maybe a Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, the new tag team, not called the Wyatt Family. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
The Wyatt Brothers.
The Wyatt Brothers.
You know, honestly, I would love to see them put Luke and Eric in the chamber just to see what they could do.
I wanted just so the awkwardness of putting them both in the pod together.
Oh my god, they wouldn't fit.
No.
Eric would have to go in first.
Eric would have to go in first, and yeah, there wouldn't be much room.
Yeah, those pods are a good size, but...
They're meant for one person.
They're meant for one person, unless they're gonna change the pods, which I doubt, to fit two people.
No, I don't think they're gonna change it. I think they're gonna put the smaller wrestlers in the pods together.
Yeah, so if Luke and Eric are in this match, they're probably going to be one of the starting teams.
Yeah, but I guess, I believe the Lucha Dragons will probably be in a pod together because I think they can fit.
Yeah, they'll fit.
Same with the Matadors.
I mean, most of the other tag teams will fit. There's just a few exceptions to that rule.
Luke Harper, Eric Rowan.
Yeah, but also announced John Cena is defending the U.S. title. Seth Rollins, I believe, is wrestling.
It's the WWE title will be on the line. They never said Seth Rollins because, you know, he has to retain his title.
It's
going to be Seth Rollins. Spoiler alert. You know,
on our shot.
We'll give our official pick later. We're taking you down on Magic 8 Ball. We're taking you on. We're coming for you. So, yeah, John Cena will be in action as well. So, we'll see what happens. It should be a fun pay-per-view, a fun special, whatever you want to call it. I'm looking forward to it. I like the Chamber. Chamber's always fun.
Yeah, and I like that they're not doing it as an official pay-per-view, that they're just, right now, it's a network special, which is nice.
It's a network special. It's different, just like the King of the Ring. This one, they've turned to its whole own event, and it's something where it's like, it's different and special. If you get some pay-per-view, they make some more money. That's fine. It's all about the network subscriptions, anyhow.
It is, yeah, because that's their primary cost model right now.
That is. But it's something where it's different. It's cool. They thought we weren't going to have it this year. We do, and I like that the main eventers aren't going to be in it. Probably.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice. Because that they're doing something different with it.
It's giving other guys a chance to be in that match.
Well, I mean, when you've got the main eventers coming out of the title match at Payback, it doesn't make any sense to throw them in the Chamber. And with Daniel Bryan vacating the title,
it opened up pretty well.
Yeah, it opened up a door. So definitely, definitely excited about that. So also one more quick WWE note before we transition to TNA and GFW. Vince McMahon was inducted, I believe, last night or night before last.
Last night.
Into the Boys and Girls Club Hall of Fame.
Awesome honor for Vince McMahon. Steph was very proud of her father.
As she should be.
He was there. He got his award. Pretty cool moment for Vince McMahon. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Now put him in the WWE one.
He'll never allow that to happen.
I want his speech.
I want the Vince McMahon roast.
I want the Vince McMahon roast. Damn it, Hunter. Just put him in. Just veto him and be like, nope, you're going in.
You're going in.
I would actually pay money to see that. To see Vince go in the Hall of Fame and Hunter and Sean
and Taker
and everybody just walk out and it's just this roast of Vince.
Be amazing. Steve Austin, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, John Cena.
The Rock.
There's your six people. And saying, go. Open fire on Vince McMahon. Then you let... No. You know who else you put out there on the dais?
Who?
Linda.
Yes. Sold. Book this shit. Book it. Yeah. No, I'm down for that. But congratulations for Vince on being inducted. It's a huge honor. Well done. Well deserved.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So now I say we shift over and we talk a little, GFW.
It was announced, sort of, by Jim Ross, but the new format is for the GFW possible television show, which will be 12 one-hour episodes with a two-hour finale, basically a 13-episode season. What do you think of the idea of doing a 13-episode season as a format?
I think that's interesting. It's different. It's different for the wrestling business that they would potentially actually have the rumored off-season. It would all matter on how short their seasons are. But I like that they're giving them a trial. If you can't get it done in 13 episodes, you're done. So it's like, here's your shot. Take it or leave it. We're going to give you a standard TV thing, standard TV deal, because that allows the network to kill it if they need to.
Right. So, and they don't have a TV deal yet, though everyone is saying there's a TV deal somewhere. They're just not announced, which means they don't have a deal yet, because if they did, it would be announced. But that's the concept for it. It would be filmed in Las Vegas and then post-produced in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling is a hard sell right now.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, it may be something that they, honestly, they should go for something like Netflix or see if they can get on there. That would be different.
But I don't know. That would be different, and you release all 13 episodes at once.
And you see how it goes.
And you can binge watch it. That would actually be different. I think that format could work because that's how that's a thing these days. Binge watching. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
And plus, you can watch it from anywhere.
Anywhere, anytime. There is no. It's not. Hey, I have to be there at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday to watch something. It's hey, at any time I can go. GFW. Bam.
Yeah, it's like I got a Roku.
I never
realized how many pro wrestling channels are on Roku.
Right.
So I got one.
Right. When she first got it, we sat here and she just go reading them all off. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, there's like
a dozen.
10.
Almost a dozen, yeah.
It was amazing. And it's such a cool feature. So maybe they could shoot for something like that too.
Possibly.
You know, it's, everybody's got to start somewhere. And if you can't get a TV deal, why not try a different thing?
Try something different.
You never know. It could work. It could fail.
It could work. Because then you can always go to traditional TV if that format doesn't work.
You get your feet wet. You provide a product. You prove your product to TVs, to the TV market. And if the TV market is interested, they'll buy.
And I think that's what they're doing here.
Yeah. So it's like, I think the hardest thing right now is that it's an untested, untried, unproduced product.
That they're trying to sell. When they had TNA, he was running TNA, he had the pay-per-views to sell.
Yeah.
He had pay-per-view time, and then he could sell that pay-per-view to Fox Sports and then the Spike TV.
Yep. So,
Speaking of TNA,
one more GFW note before we go to TNA.
Oh, yeah.
Hacksaw, Jim Duggan, and the Hot Shots. Yes. Ho!
And the Hot Shots.
And the Hot Shots, which, if you don't know who the Hot Shots are, they're Cassidy Riley and Chase Stevens. Look them up. They're awesome. They're amazing. And Cassidy happens to be a good friend of the show. So, go Cass! We're proud of you! I'm giving you a thumbs up now. You can't see it. You will never hear this. But, good job!
Luke Hawks is in there as well, and a couple other people that I can't remember off the top of my head. They put it out on their YouTube channel, and it's like, oh, hey, I knew that person. I knew that person. So, there you go.
Yeah, there was a whole teaser video, and you can kind of see who all is going to be in there. It's a very unique roster. I'm curious to give it a try and see how it is.
Me too. It's still missing the focal star.
It's still missing the focal star, but I'm pretty sure they're trying to get the focal star. You know, he's just being a little phenomenal somewhere else.
Probably.
But speaking of TNA, they're going to try to be phenomenal somewhere else as well.
Okay. Yeah, a couple of TNA notes. Brought to you by TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. Hi, people. TNA Destination is coming to Destination America for a 2-hour show on June 12th, not a 3-hour show that's been reported. It's a 2-hour show apparently now on June 12th. And there'll be a 3-hour show on May 22nd, which is interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Follow along with me, people. Not this Friday, next Friday, May 22nd, on your Destination America channels, will be Slammiversary here in the United States. If you live in the international markets, you're getting Impact. Follow me on that one?
Yeah, okay. I followed you.
If you're international, you get a new episode, and if you're here in the U.S., which is your primary market, you get a Slammiversary, because Destination America did not want to air a new show on Memorial Day weekend.
Which is a little...
It shows that maybe you don't have their full support, just a little bit, unless they want to protect your show from no one seeing less than normal viewership for the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of rumors.
But you could, you know, if their DVR numbers are so great, I don't know, understand why this would have mattered. Did I say that? My bad.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, you know, when they outright say it.
You know. Yeah.
But anyway, so Slammiversary replay will be next week, and then a new episode the following week, and you're just sort of supposed to follow along. Hopefully there's nothing that happens on the May 22nd show that matters to the U.S. audience. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes, because, well, yeah. Sorry, I have a lot of things I could say, but they're not, nice.
You should let everyone know, but you should go for it. Speak your mind. You know, you should. Do it. Ah, never mind. Music's playing.
The music's playing. I could really, really, really severely go off about something and rant on something, but I'm gonna be good.
We have
for
to
the
hit
sake it. Of everybody involved.
We have a break. We have a break. We have to do tweets next and talk NXT next.
Yes, so when we come back, because I'm not gonna rant, I'm totally not gonna rant, we're gonna be talking all about last night's exciting NXT. It was the go home for TakeOver, which is next week. So we are going to be talking about last night and next week. We'll be doing our pick'em and later, and tweet of the week too. Can't forget tweet of the week, because later in the show we are talking all about Payback. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rock right here on Wild Talk Radio, and we will be right back. What I need and all what I planned on.
About when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, suplex city, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
At me, they are so gorgeous, they'll set you free. Could it be my walk or just my stare that makes you freeze when I appear? Super good looking,
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now, we're going to move it up in the show, because we can, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Seamus.
Okay.
Good thing I packed me fly swatter. At WWE Neville, hashtag Ant-Man. Seamus, stick a fork in pro boxing, it's done. Hashtag Maypack, hashtag we are not entertained.
Ooh.
Seamus, a lot of these are Seamus. All of these except one are Seamus. A victory for the dark side over the Ewoks. May the fourth be with you, Raw Montreal. Kick the guyliner off that bleach blonde hobbit. After Payback, Heel Ziggler will be auditioning for Tough Enough.
Ask Alex Riley for some tips.
Mm-hmm. Like to thank guys at Ted Baker for fitting me out in worm stomping gear at Raw last night. He was highlighting his shoes. And maybe his clothes.
Maybe his clothes, yeah.
Whoever provided the jeans, do that again. So saith the fangirls.
Nevermore.
Dolph Ziggler. Remember, gang, if you try something new or different and the internet doesn't like it, just do whatever they collectively say.
That's a fact.
Throwback Thursday, the time my boo finally got a piece of me, Britney Spears, thank you, PH Vegas, in which we see Dolph Ziggler on stage with Britney Spears.
Oh, baby, baby, hit me one more time.
Basically, yes. And he doesn't seem to mind it.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
You will be surprised, I don't have many.
Really?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
You know? Big E, the New Day loves all the mothers, especially the single ones whose kids are out of the house on a play date. Ziggler replied, your mother and I miss you. Also, we didn't get the check this week. Big E replied, I'm withholding the check. I just realized all your years of Marty Khan-like consulting have yet to pay dividends. Ziggler replied, you finally passed the test. Congrats, we're both so proud of you. BRB, gonna check the mailbox. Big E replied, I embrace them. One of us should. But kudos on being the Teflon Don of paternity tests. Nothing sticks, except for the sheets.
Ew.
Frank Kellyanne, though. I feel kind of bad for Tom Brady, said nobody outside of Boston.
Right?
Three-man booth. Shawn Michaels would have got the three count, mumbled King Barrett. Three-man booth. John Cena. It sounds like there's some John Cena fans in the house. Crowd boo. John Cena. My fault. I pushed it. Hashtag Raw. Solomon Crowe. I wonder if Daddy Triple H will take me for ice cream later. Hashtag Raw.
What, you don't have the sounder?
I wasn't going to play the sounder, but I can play the sounder if you really want me to play the sounder.
Well, if you're going to read Solomon Crowe's tweets, I think you have to.
All right, fine. I'll play the sounder.
Daddy's home!
Keep it 5-star. Oh no, Daniel Bryan's got Christian concussion syndrome. Hashtag Raw. He really does.
He does.
Lillian Garcia. Bray Wyatt is not only a great wrestler, but so talented on the mic. Hashtag Raw. Yes, he is.
Yes, yes, he is.
George Takei. AOL sold to Verizon for $4.4 billion. Soon after, CEO of AOL, Tim Armstrong, received an email that said, you've got cash. And that's Tweet of the Week.
Nice. And now I say we jump right into NXT.
Yeah, let's talk some NXT, because a lot happened on the show. And, you know, speaking of Solomon Crowe, he opened up the show taking on Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin tried to show off his power in this matchup as he was tossing Crowe around the ring into different corners, but to me it came off a little weak.
And the crowd sensed it because, ooh, they turned on Corbin.
Boring. Baron's gonna bore you. were the chants.
I don't know what he did beyond just he did not entertain them, but damn.
Yeah, Crow was made a comeback. He escaped out of a move that Corbin was doing. He made a comeback, so he got caught doing a springboard, and he got caught into the End of Days. Your winner, Baron Corbin. Nothing special. You can see why the crowd started to turn.
Yeah, it's time to move Baron beyond the squash matches and start having him do more. And I think that's where they're going to hit the problem because Baron's still pretty limited.
Yes.
So
we then had Rhino come out after the match to there was a stare down Rhino and then talked about how Corbin is the other unstoppable force everyone is talking about. And Rhino then asked, are we gonna do this? And Corbin was like, yes. And then they started a brawl, security came in, separated both men. Rhino then started to gore security. Seemed like they were trying to build intensity where there really wasn't. It was like forced intensity, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it was a little awkward. To say the least. I mean, it was okay.
It was okay, yeah. We then heard from Finn Balor.
Finn, if you win the triple threat matchup, who would you rather face for the NXT championship? Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens?
If I win, first of all, Tyler Breeze. I'm not fooled by Tyler Breeze. I know that he's a very dangerous guy. Myself and Hideo, well, we've been friends for a long time. Everybody knows that. But all that's going to be put aside. I will win the triple threat match, and I will become number one contender. With regards to who I want to face, well, you know, Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn I consider one of the absolute best in the world. Kevin Owens, myself and Kevin have a lot of history together, and it still bothers me that I didn't walk out NXT champion the last time we faced. But it doesn't matter. Whoever wins, all they need to know is that the demon of Finn Balor, he won't be far behind.
Okay, so Finn's gonna break out his inner demon. Can't wait. Well, Finn, in terms of Sami Zayn, you're gonna have kind of a long wait because he sorta messed up his shoulder. Maybe kinda sorta. We'll have to see if he wrestles on next week. But Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens, I'm down for that.
I'm down for it too.
I think we've already seen it, but I would see it again.
And again, and again, and again,
and again. Yeah, you know, Hideo and Hideo. Well, that could be a little awkward, too, because Hideo's hurt as well.
We'll get more to Hideo in a bit.
But, yeah, good promo by Finn. He's getting better. His accent is not as thick, or maybe I'm just used to it. I'm not sure.
He's working on it. But who always sounds good, Prince Pretty.
Tyler, if you managed to be successful in the triple threat match at TakeOver Unstoppable, who would you rather face, Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens?
First off, if I'm successful at TakeOver, I think I, more than anyone else, has proven that it doesn't matter if you put a flavor of the month like Finn Balor in front of me, or if you put Hideo Itami in front of me, it really doesn't matter. I'm going to be what I was before, and that was number one contender. And then I'm going to move on, and I'm going to face whoever. It really doesn't matter, because I am going to be the NXT champion, and I can bring the NXT title back to Cuteville, where it belongs.
I liked the promo.
Good promo by Tyler. He was nice and sassy. I'm digging it.
We then had the NXT Women's Champion, Sasha Banks, taking on some girl. But before she took on some girl, she spoke about TakeOver.
Just because Becky got lucky last week does not make her better than me. I am the NXT Women's Champion. I made you, Becky. I made your name. And at NXT TakeOver, I'm going to show every single one of you why I am the boss of NXT. And if you don't believe me, just watch me. Ring the bell.
Strong.
Doing it like a boss.
Indeed. And then she took on some girl. Fans called her Black Shoes. It's not as cute as Blue Pants.
Yeah, not as cute as Blue Pants.
Won't catch on.
No.
The whoever the girl was tried some pins early, but Sasha eventually took control, picked up the win, bank statement, simple to the point. He got her over and on a roll heading into Unstoppable.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. Speaking of TakeOver, women have issues going on, and, well, two of them are addressing them now.
Charlotte, last week Dana Brooke said some pretty intense words about you. Do you have anything to say about it?
Intense words. Yeah, the only word that I heard Dana say was jealousy. Tap out, chose me. And now Dana Brooke is choosing me?
Hold on. Dana Brooke chose you. Emma chose to take my shirt and take my headband and show me this new side of her and slap me in the face? Well, I have another side of Bailey.
Wait. I've got a word for you. How about takeover?
Takeover? On May 20th, Charlotte and I will be there. So Dana Brooke and Emma, we hope that you show up too.
Woo!
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 Oh, Bailey.
The look Charlotte gave her.
She's like, really, really, we were so close, Bailey. We were so close. Is it wrong? It makes me super duper happy that there's going to be two women's matches on TakeOver. Like, legit, potentially badass women's matches.
Yeah, that's...
Is it wrong? That makes me super happy.
That's pretty cool. It's really cool.
It's kind of awesome.
Speaking of women's matches, we had Carmella taking on Alexa Bliss. It went back and forth a while. Murphy and Blake came down partway through the match, adding a little distraction. The distraction led to Carmella being distracted when she had leg scissors submission locked on Alexa Bliss. Bliss got up after the distraction because she let the Hulk go, attacked her from behind, went up, hit the sparkle splash for the win. Your winner, Alexa Bliss. After the match, Blake and Murphy came into the ring. Fans chanted, no means no, and then the champ said, when you hang out with two pieces of trash, you're going to smell like garbage. Carmella says her boys will be back next week, and they're going to walk out NXT Tag Team Champion.
Alexa being a little evil.
It's a little darker side of Alexa Bliss.
It is. I kind of like it.
I kind of like it too.
I loved the no means no chant.
That was
I loved that. That was hilarious.
That was pretty, pretty good.
That was very clever. Well done, audience. And again, two women's matches. Not going to complain.
I thought this match was alright. You can tell they're both working at it.
Carmella's improving.
Alexa's improving.
Alexa's improving. It's gonna take some time, but they'll get them there.
They're getting there slowly but surely.
Yeah.
We then heard from Hideo.
Hideo, if you win the triple threat match at TakeOver Unstoppable, who would you rather face? Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens?
Good question. I will beat Tyler Breeze and Finn Balor. Then I want to fight Kevin Owens, because he is a bad person and he doesn't have respect for anybody. He doesn't have respect for NXT title, and I don't respect him.
Ooh, strong words from Hideo.
Yes.
It's getting good.
Yeah, it's building to a great triple threat match. Anyway,
Hideo's hurt.
Which leads us to the main event match of the evening. Adam Rose and Tyler Breeze taking on Hideo Itami and Finn Balor. No rosebuds.
No rosebuds. Adam seems to be swearing off his rosebuds. Why? Dude, they got you to the dance.
It's all about him now. Breeze and Rose were actually a well-oiled team in this matchup. They worked over Finn Balor a lot. Finn Balor falling out of the Boss Crab. From Rose, at one point, Breeze with a cheap shot led to a two count. Balor hit the Pele, made the hot tag. Hideo ran wild on Breeze. Hideo took out Rose with a clothesline. Running drop kick on corner on Breeze. Balor tagged himself in. Hideo didn't like that. Hit sling blade on Rose. Hit his own running drop kick on Breeze. Goes for the double stomp, but Hideo tags himself in. More back and forth between the two. Breeze with the small package for the win. Breeze and Rose win. Dissension there.
A little bit
of dissension between the two men. And then, well, after the match, Breeze leaves both Hideo and Balor laying with a supermodel kick and beauty shot, respectively. Rose and Breeze celebrate. Then Rose gets laid out with a supermodel kick. So Tyler Breeze is looking strong.
Tyler Breeze is looking very, very strong.
We'll talk more about that here in a minute. Sami Zayn talked about a shoulder injury, never happened to him before, and talked about the crown of all. It was awesome and all that fun stuff. And then he had a face-off with Kevin Owens.
We're not here to fight. Yeah, I hurt my shoulder wrestling John Cena, but make no mistake about it. I am ready for TakeOver. This match is happening.
Awful audio transition there. Just pointing that one out. Now we get to the actual promo.
The time for the mind games and the attacks. Okay, that's behind us right now. Right now, all I want to know Just once and for all, just tell me. Tell me, right in my face, right in front of everybody, just tell me once and for all, why? Because everything you're putting out there, everything you're saying about doing it for your family and providing a better life for your family, like, I know there's an element of truth to that, but I'm not buying it. So just tell me. Just tell me once and for all. Look me in the eye and tell me why. What is it? What is it? Just jealousy? Is that it? Is it just simple jealousy because I got here first? What do you think? Like, do you think like somehow that if I didn't get here and I didn't pave the way for us, for guys like us, that maybe you wouldn't have got here or something? What is it? Is it worse than that? Is it more personal than that? Wait a minute. What is this? Is this about your son? Because, hey, listen, I always just thought it was cute, but I don't know if it's like a big deal to you or something, because he'd rather wear a Sami Zayn shirt to school than a KO shirt? What, because he runs around the house with like a Sami Zayn wristband? Is that all this is about? What is this? So that's it, huh? Even after all this time, you have nothing. You have nothing for me? You have nothing to say?
You know what, Sammy? Everything you just said is completely irrelevant. Because I know the truth. After I took the NXT title from you, you went home. And you told everyone it was because you needed to clear your head. But I know it's because you were hurt. I know you're still hurt. I know I'm the one who hurt you. I know exactly what the injury is. And I know how I hurt you. And at TakeOver, I'm gonna do it again. But this time you're not coming back.
Some very, very, very intense words from Sammy and Kevin.
Yeah.
And awful audio cut-ins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happens just when people get hurt, you know.
Yeah.
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 Overall, pretty good show. Nice build to TakeOver. Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
But this is where we're going to go one more time. Or not one more time. First time for the evening, going against the Magic 8-Ball as we do our quick picks for Unstoppable.
Yep.
And we're going to start with Bayley and Charlotte taking on Emma and Dana Brooke. What's your thoughts?
I say the Bad Girls win, and as much as it pains me, Emma and Dana Brooke pick up the win to potentially continue the feud.
My food for thought on this one is it makes more sense for Emma and Dana to win. It really does. If the good girls win, there's really nothing left to go.
Yeah.
And you can have Emma cheat and pull the tights or whatever and steal the win on Bayley, and that continues the feud and you go from there.
Yeah.
I can see that happening. The Magic 8-Ball agrees with us that Dana and Emma will most likely win at TakeOver, so there you go.
Shocker.
You then have the Man Beast Rhino against Baron Corbin.
There's no sip on this, is there?
No. Rhino's here as a veteran hand, and if the goal is to point him at Kevin Owens, he should be Baron Corbin. I don't think that's the goal. I think the goal is to get Baron Corbin over in whatever fashion he's supposed to get over. Baron Corbin should win this match. So I'm going with Baron Corbin, because my brain tells me he should win, even though I have a feeling Rhino wins.
I'm going to say Rhino wins just because, again, this is another one I feel is going to continue. Rhino's there for a while. It doesn't make sense to do a one and done between him and Corbin. I can see Rhino catching Corbin off guard. He hands him his loss. Corbin gets up, dusts himself off, and goes after Rhino. And we see a newer, meaner Baron Corbin than what we have in the past.
Okay, will Baron Corbin win a takeover? The 8-Ball says no. So the 8-Ball is going with the Man Beast Rhino. So King Kins, hope you're listening and writing all this down.
We have a lot of picks tonight. Sorry, dude.
Sorry, dude. And we know you're very busy, but we're putting you to work. I want to save that one for a minute. We'll do NXT Tag Team Titles, Blake and Murphy versus Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy. What do you think?
I say Enzo and Cass win, but they don't win the titles. They win by DQ. Because I think the girls are going to mix it up. Either Carmella and Alexa are going to serve as a distraction, or Carmella's going
to
turn.
I'm with you up to a point. I don't think she turns, but Murphy or Blake gets in the face of Carmella, or Alexa comes out and gets in the face of Carmella, and it leads to a distraction, and Blake and Murphy somehow pull out the victory. I want to see Enzo and Cass with the belts, but I think it's a little too early.
I'm ready to see them win the belts, but it's too early with Blake and Murphy next show or next go round that they're up for it. Yeah.
I could see them win. It doesn't have to be on a live special. I think they could win the belts at a TV taping. It could happen.
Oh, yeah.
It really could. We asked the Magic 8-Ball, will Blake and Murphy win a takeover? It is decidedly so. So they're going with the tag champs as well. Now we'll talk about this one. The number one contenders match for the NXT Championship. It is currently scheduled as a triple threat match. Finn Balor, Hideo Itami, and Tyler Breeze. We talked about it last week. Hideo's out, hurt, and probably won't be wrestling. I have a feeling they're doing an injury angle to start off the show, taking Hideo out of this match.
Yeah. Let's see. Owens is a champion. They already gave Finn a shot. They already gave Tyler a shot.
Tyler hasn't faced Owens, so.
Tyler hasn't faced Owens, but Tyler's heel.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's on such a roll, though. He's like, I don't know if I want to kill his momentum, but at the same time, he could regain it in 1 week if he really needs to. I'm going with Finn Balor, but oh man, if Tyler Breeze won, that would be awesome, but I'm going with Finn.
See, if Hideo was in the match, I would say Hideo.
Yeah.
And I think that was the plan, was Hideo was probably supposed to be the one that was going to move on.
Based on that promo we heard? Yeah.
Yeah. It was supposed to be Hideo, and now he's hurt. I'm going to say it's going to go to Finn.
Yes.
By default. I mean, Breeze is on a roll, but it doesn't make sense to do Breeze versus Owens just yet. That's something you want to build to. And, yeah, I want a full-blown feud between those two.
Yeah.
Or is this just going to be one match?
We'll have to see. The Magic 8-Ball is going with Tyler Breeze. The NXT Women's Championship's on the line. Sasha Banks taking on Becky Lynch. They've done a great job building this match.
They have.
It's been a really good build between the girls. I like how they've positioned Becky. They've told her story. But the boss, Sasha Banks, she's gotta win, right?
It's a little early to have Becky win the title.
And it's a little too early to take the belt off of Sasha. It's too early. She's just starting to hit her stride as champion.
Yeah. I say it stays on Sasha.
I'm with you on Sasha. Magic 8-Ball says outlook not so good for Sasha retaining, so they're going with Becky Lynch. And then there's the main event. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens for the NXT Championship.
Kevin. Kevin all the way. Sami's hurt. We don't know how bad, but they're going to give him time off to probably rest it. And I don't see them putting that title on him.
Sami Zayn's gonna probably tape it up, cut through it, get through with the match, and then be out for a while.
So he can heal, and then he'll come back, and he'll make one more run at Owens.
Before moving up to the main roster.
Yeah, before he goes up to the main roster. Cause they aren't done. They're gonna get one more shot at each other, and then that's gonna be it.
Yeah. I'm going with Kevin Owens because Sami Zayn's hurt. I could have went with Sami Zayn. Just, I could have seen Sami Zayn winning and then, you know, trading back and forth and do it one more time.
See, if Sami wasn't hurt...
I think Sami was getting the belt.
I think Sami was getting the belt. And they may still put the belt on Sami, depending on how hurt he is. Because the thing is with NXT, you can get away with a champion not defending. Bo did it all the time.
But right now, with them becoming a more of a touring brand, you really can't.
Oh yeah, you really can't. But if you had to, you could get away with it. But it doesn't make sense to get away with it when you can just leave the title on Owens and have Zayn win it when he comes back.
Right.
If you want him to win it.
Right, and the Magic Game also says, will Sami Zayn win a takeover? My sources say no. So. There you go. So there's our NXT TakeOver Unstoppable picks, and next week here on the show, we are going to review the entire show for you and see if we were able to take down the Magic 8 Ball.
Basket, are we going to take you down next week?
We got two chances to do it.
We do. We've got our lotto tickets. They're in hand. Let's see if we can cash in.
Because our other chance is what we're talking about next.
Yeah, so when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Sunday's Payback. We're going to clue you into everything that's going on. We're going to break down the matches, and we're going to make our picks. And don't forget, you can join us. But you're going to have to wait. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cigs. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather Extreme dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 in my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open.
I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open. What the fuck?
Are you sure you're not open? Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street because now I gotta cross another street.
Somebody give me a goddamn
fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... about to cloud by fucking 3 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Man, I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Can't catch a WTR program live?
Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I guess you could say that plug is our payback to Matt Goldberg. And, well, speaking of payback, there's a pay-per-view Sunday.
Oh, you are the queen of the pun. I tell you, queen of the pun. Yes, there is a pay-per-view this Sunday live on the WWE Network. For only $9.99 are free to new subscribers. And you can be a part of our payback pick'em contest. Just go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Or wait, I gotta do that again because some people think I say it too fast, so we're gonna do it slow for Tim. Facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
Good lord.
No, he said on Sunday when I was doing the puns, you should slow that down. So let's slow it down for him. You know, his hearing is so slow. Anyway.
Tim, turn up your hearing aid.
So anyway, yeah, we have a whole pay-per-view to get through and predict and preview. And after everything that happened tonight on SmackDown, things are getting interesting in a few different situations that we'll get through. We'll go through each and every single match. And by the way, we're coming for you, 8-Ball.
We are coming for you, 8-Ball. That's right. Like you said, we have a pick'em challenge. You're welcome to send us your picks and help us challenge and defeat the Magic 8-Ball, which we did not do last pay-per-view. But we have a chance to redeem ourselves.
We do. Every pay-per-view, we get that chance to take down the Magic 8-Ball.
And how sad is it that the Magic 8-Ball picks better than we do?
It's quite sad, honestly.
I guess that's
it's a good thing. It's a good thing because we pick with our heart.
That's true, yes. We pick it with our hearts. The Magic 8-Ball is a cold and ruthless thing, and it does not care for favorites or whatnot. So anyway, I say we jump right into it, and we start with...
The pre-show. We should start with the pre-show.
What is the... Okay, wait, no, I found the pre-show. Never mind. I was like, what is the pre-show? No, wait. I remember now, because I was totally paying attention to this on Raw, right, everybody? I totally wasn't going, what the hell? But anyway, so... We have Axel and Mandow taking on the Ascension.
So in this classic battle when Demolition squares off against the Hulk Hogan and Macho Man right now. No, wait.
No. The Mega Power, no.
No. So here's the very important question. We have on one side of the table Hulk Hogan, Axel Dude, and Macho Mandow Savage. Who would be their Miss Elizabeth?
I would say Miz, but he's... No.
No, we need... It needs to be a female. Unless you're going to have Miz dressed up in drag. You really want to see Miz dressed up in drag?
Actually, sadly, he could probably pull it off. He'd make a pretty ugly chick, but he could probably pull it off.
He's got the acting skills to do it?
Yes, he's totally an actor. I don't know. Like, that's the thing. It's like, you think of the Divas roster, and it's like, I don't know, maybe Lana?
Summer?
No, I just can't see Summer. You know, it's, you need somebody. Summer doesn't have the right carriage, honestly, to pull off Elizabeth. You have to be able to carry yourself in a certain manner, and as much as I love Summer, Summer just doesn't have it.
What about Alexa Bliss?
Like, that's the thing, it's hard, it's, when you think of Elizabeth, she was so one of a kind, it's hard to replace her.
Yes, but at the same time, we always thought Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage were one of a kind, but apparently, not so much.
These are poor, poor substitutes.
Well, that's the whole idea, so who would be a poor Miss Elizabeth? Rosa?
Rosa?
Gosh. The brain. The brain, I tell you what.
One brain. Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, who's going to win in this classic bout of the ages?
Since it's on the pre-show, mega, semi-mega powers?
Sure, yeah, let's go with that. Semi-mega powers it is. I don't know.
And, you know, of course, I ask the question, will the mega powers defeat the Ascension? Very doubtful. So, the 8-Ball is already disagreeing with us.
For once, it's agreeing with us. So,
no,
moving...
No, disagreeing. They're going with the Ascension.
Why?
I don't know. The Magic 8-Ball's weird like that. Probably gonna be right.
Probably.
They're gonna rise up and take down the almighty mega powers.
Yep. So, now we're gonna move to the main show, cause why not? Cause we have other matches we have to pick, cause I don't know. Anyway, so we have Ziggler seeking redemption against Sheamus, where there will be no ass bared, no tasteful side cheek, no tease, just these two going at it with no stip.
I am going to say this. We'll see an ass on this pay-per-view. And it will be Dolph Ziggler's. Sheamus will kiss some ass.
You think?
I think.
Well, if he honestly won it Extreme Rules, I'm going Dolph as well. Cause why not? I mean, the cat's already out of the bag in terms of having, Sheamus lose, so can't hurt.
Sheamus loses, Ziggler wins, and I'm going on out on limb saying he tries to make Sheamus kiss some ass.
Well, he didn't get it last time, so, and we all know Dolph really wants to pull down his pants.
I don't know how to transition from that other than saying the 8-Ball says don't count on Ziggler winning. So again, the 8-Ball's against us.
Damn it, 8-Ball.
God, this 8-Ball's gonna be 100% perfect at this point. Anyway, I could see Sheamus winning. I really do, but I don't know where Sheamus moves to after this. Like, they're trying to push him as a heel and everything, and it's like, he's doing a great job as a heel, but it's like, I don't see where they go from here. I don't see who he's moving on to. And as we discussed earlier, I expect him to be in the chamber, just like Ziggler, for the Intercontinental title in 2 weeks.
Right.
So this is,
yeah, I'm
this,
with you there.
So this match sort of goes, alright, you can have Sheamus win, then he goes on, he has momentum going in the chamber, but then again, you want Ziggler having momentum. It's a toss-up. I'm still sticking with Ziggler, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sheamus wins. And I think the odds probably are on Sheamus winning, but I'm still going with Ziggler.
Yeah, I mean, Ziggler. Just, yeah, because why not? Just throwing out there. There's really only one match on this card I'm interested in, and surprisingly enough, it is not the Bray Wyatt match.
Which we'll get to here in a little bit.
Because that's going to be a mountain of suck. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. Alright, what's next on the list?
Well, I think next we have to talk about the other tag match on this show. Which, of course, we can't forget the girls, because hashtag give Divas a chance. We've got the Bellas taking on Naomi and Tamina.
I like Naomi's shoes.
They glow.
I have a feeling we will be distracted again by her shoes.
I think this is going to be a good match. I don't know if this is going to be a great match. It all depends on how physical the Bellas want to get.
Because Tamina and her weird hair can get all types of physical when she wants to. And Naomi is pretty good, too. At the end of the day, it makes sense for Naomi and Tamina to win.
It does make sense because they're building them up. They're, you know, basically establishing them as the main heels in the Divas division. But it's the Bellas.
It is the Bellas. I'm going with Naomi and Tamina just because it makes more sense. Who are you going
with? Yeah, logically Naomi and Tamina, but yeah, we'll go with that even though it's LOL the Bellas.
Will the Bella Twins payback? Magic 8-Ball says most likely. So there you go. next.
There you go. Once again, it disagrees with us.
It does. So next on the list.
Let's talk about Neville versus King Barrett, the Battle of the Brits.
Let's talk about it.
We have seen Neville, the man that gravity forgot, put in some just show-stopping performances since he arrived in WWE shortly after WrestleMania, including a hell of a match with John Cena on Raw.
It was a great match with John Cena on Raw, and it was a great match last month on the pre-show with Bad News Barrett at the time, not now King Barrett. And they had a good match for the King of the Ring finals just a few weeks ago on this very WWE network.
Yes, these two have great chemistry. I'm looking forward to this.
This could be one that shows stealing matches of the night if given enough time.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
This could be the opener. I could see this being opening the show.
It's either going to be this or it's going to be Ziggler and Sheamus. Either way, they would both be this would actually be a stronger opener than Ziggler versus Sheamus, but wouldn't complain if either of these start.
Then again, the tag titles could open as well, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
As far as this match goes, this one is actually a toss-up. I'm heavily leaning towards King Barrett since he just won the King of the Ring. It sort of makes sense to keep him on a roll, especially if I'm having Ziggler win. I can't have both Neville and Ziggler win on a show, so I would go King Barrett in this one. Just logical reasons in my head, plus he's the King of the Ring, so he should continue to win. Neville will look good in defeat. But Barrett will win.
Seeing as you just had Neville lose in quotations to Cena on Raw, granted it was via shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Thank you, Rusev. I'm having Neville win.
We finally disagreed on a pick.
Neville's still up and coming. They're building him. Losing to Neville isn't going to hurt Barrett. Plus, Barrett will pursue Neville to regain his pride. So this could continue if Neville wins. So I say Neville.
And again, they're both probably in the Elimination Chamber here in 2 weeks.
Yep.
The Magic 8-Ball says, will Neville be King Barrett? Most likely.
See, it agrees with me.
For once.
For once. There's first time for everything.
Yes, there is.
So, say we talk about the tag team title match next.
All right, talk about it.
We have... Wait, I can't call them what I like to call them because it's a PG show. So, Cesaro and Tyson Kidd taking on New Day.
No, it's New Day Sucks. New Day Sucks.
I was trying to be nice. You can see who's the nice one and who's the not nice one. Just pointing that out.
Hey, it's not nice. You're mean to me.
I'm not mean to you.
That was mean. You just called me not the nice one. That's mean.
Really?
Anyway. God. You see that, people? Okay, then. Let's talk about this match. This is going to be a good match.
I need to talk about Tyson Kidd's photo in this preview.
Okay.
Like, what the hell is going on in this picture? What, like, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm kind of with Big E. He looks like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Yeah.
He looks like Palpatine.
Now, you look at his picture, what the hell is Xavier Woods doing?
I don't know. He looks like uber, uber, uber happy. And kind of, it's almost like creepy. He's starting to cry happy.
Right, yeah.
Cesaro's all grumpy.
Cesaro's a grumpy cat?
He's totally grumpy cat. Kofi's the same as Xavier, and then there's Big E, who's like all suave, and yep, that's right, I'm the tag champs. Kofi! Yes, we're talking about the picture instead of the match. I think this match is going to be okay. It will be decent. I expect New Day to retain.
This is going to be, I believe this is 2 out of 3 falls?
Yes.
2 out of 3 falls. Yeah, I can see the New Day retaining going into the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, because they're also, as we mentioned earlier, they're going to be in the chamber match. Yeah, New Day retain. At least that's what I believe they'll retain. I asked the Magic 8-Ball, will the New Day retain the tag team title? So they say, better not tell you now. So that means they lose. So we have new tag team champions according to Magic 8-Ball.
Well, I guess we'll see. So up next, I say we talk about I Quit. Cena versus the Rusev with Lana in his corner. Will Lana turn?
Yes.
Yeah, Lana's going to turn.
And here's how she's going to turn. She's going
to Fandango.
Still the greatest gif in the world.
He's so cute!
Do, 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 do. Anyway, she's gonna hear, I'm now distracted with Fandango in my head.
Yes!
The point I was trying to make was, she's going to throw in the towel for Brusev.
And he's gonna fire her and then she's gonna turn on him.
Right. Cause he didn't quit, but she threw in the towel for him and that's where the split will happen. So John Cena retains, we all know that. But I see her throwing in the towel and costing him the match, and that's where they do the whole split between the two.
Yeah. And Lana goes her way, and Rusev goes his, and, well...
You see what happens with either side. See who does well going forward.
I think we know who's going to do well, because she's kind of really over.
She's kind of amazing.
Bless Lana. Bless her so much.
And it's very coincidental that she's turning on Rusev when her movie's coming out.
Right? Can't have her being a bad guy.
The Magic 8-Ball says, well, John Cena will retain the U.S. title... My sources say no.
So maybe new U.S. champ.
At least the Magic 8-Ball thinks so.
Guess we'll have to see. So I guess now...
Time to climb that mountain. Of suck.
Ryback versus Bray Wyatt. Oh, God. Why? Why this match? Why?
As Bray Wyatt said on Monday night, he's in my way.
I understand he's in your way, Bray, but that doesn't mean that you have to feud with him. You have minions, damn it. Go find your kids and have them take him out.
What if they show up?
If they show up, we'll probably be on the phone and you'll be deaf.
Yes.
Because if the Wyatt family reunites at Payback, you will hear my scream no matter where you are in the world because I will be the happiest fangirl ever.
Right.
Because that would be awesome. That being said, Bray's going to use trickery. If the Ryback beats Bray Wyatt, someone is going to have to stop me from going to Connecticut.
And the person who has to stop her is me.
Yeah.
I don't want her to drive up to Connecticut.
Bray Wyatt should not lose his match.
There's no way in hell Bray Wyatt should lose his match.
We said that at WrestleMania, though.
But he was going up against The Undertaker.
I understand this, but we still said that Bray shouldn't have lost against Taker, and he did.
But he was The Undertaker. The Ryback is no Undertaker.
I understand that. I expect this to be physical. I expect these two to kind of go at each other, but Bray is going to wiggle his way out of it, and he's going to pick up a victory.
What scares me is what happened on SmackDown.
Yeah, what makes me nervous is the fact that they had Bray standing tall on SmackDown, because usually that's an indication that he's not going over.
But hopefully they base it on the Raw go home, and Ryback was the one standing tall.
Yeah, I'm picking with my heart on this one because I refuse to pick Ryback. I'm going Bray Wyatt. And if Bray Wyatt loses, tune into this show next week because you will hear a rant like you have never heard before.
That's a rack guarantee.
Pretty much.
I'm with her. Bray Wyatt should and will win. The Magic 8-Ball says, as I see it, yes. Will Bray Wyatt win? He says, yes.
Damn right, Magic 8-Ball.
better happen.
Right? So, finally, we've reached the end of the preview. The awkward, horrible, wonderful preview. And we are going to be talking about the massive Fatal 4-Way title match. Where we have Seth Rollins defending his title against Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, and Dean Ambrose. This is going to be entertaining.
This one should shape up to be tremendous. Like, you have four people in this match who, when they want to go, can go.
Yep.
Especially Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. Basically, what this match is, The Shield versus Randy Orton. When you really think about it.
Oh yeah, this is the first time, I think, since the breakup, but in a long while, that all three members of The Shield have been in a match. Excuse me, together.
Yes, this is the first time they're in a match together.
So, this will be...
In this sort of type, a singles match.
So, alliances are going to be tested, namely between Dean and Roman, and as we saw, it's every man for himself. I'm looking forward to it coming down to Dean and Roman. I'm actually really kind of looking forward to Dean and Randy. Dean. I don't know why, but it's like Dean's got enough crazy that he balances Randy's meh.
Right.
And also they can try to out-crazy each other.
They could, and it's a Dean Ambrose match, so I expect some shenanigans. I expect them to go to different places in the arena. I can see them diving off the balconies again, because that's what they did last year.
I can see him calling dibs on a table.
I can see him calling dibs on a table.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to get wild. This is going to get crazy. This is going to be entertaining as all hell. Just because of who they have in this match. Because I can just picture Dean and Roman and Randy chasing Seth. But in the end, I think Seth is going to prevail. Somehow, some way, Seth is going to prevail. And you're going to see Dean and potentially Roman go on to Money in the Bank.
Dean and Roman go on to Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Into the match itself?
So yeah. Dean,
okay, I thought you were saying like in a singles match.
No, Dean and Roman go into the Money in the Bank match. And either Roman, potentially probably Roman wins that match, which gives him the guaranteed title shot that they can use any time.
Which is, I brought up on Sunday night on Wrestle Talk Radio, if Roman wins the Money in the Bank, have him do what Seth did at WrestleMania at SummerSlam. If they do Brock versus Seth at SummerSlam for the title, have Roman cash in during that match as a payback to Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I will say I really kind of want Dean Ambrose to win the Money in the Bank match just because I think he would have way the hell too much fun terrorizing Seth.
Yeah, it would be kind of amazing if that happened. We got to factor in, you know, if Seth Rollins does not retain the title, Kane is out of a job. There is that. So I'm saying Seth Rollins wins.
Yeah, I say Seth Rollins wins. Kane finds a way to make sure Seth wins.
Now, in a first, the Magic 8 Ball said, I asked the Magic 8 Ball, will Seth Rollins retain? No. Said, will Roman Reigns win? No. Said, will Randy Orton win? No. Will Dean Ambrose win? Outlook, not so good. So the Magic 8 Ball has no idea who's winning this match.
Magic 8 Ball is confused.
The Magic 8 Ball is very, very confused. It has no winner, so there'll be a disputed finish. That's what the Magic 8 Ball is telling us. It's a disputed finish in the main event.
Well, okay then.
So there you have it. That is our WWE Payback preview.
Yay!
We're going to be previewing and reviewing a lot of shows here in the next few weeks.
Oh my god. Because next week, we're covering the results of Payback and NXT, and we have to preview the Elimination Chamber special. Week after that, we have to cover the Elimination Chamber special. I think there's a pay-per-view right after that.
Yeah, next week we're doing Payback review and NXT review. The week after is the Chamber preview. And then there's the Chamber review, and then the week after that is a preview. Yeah, there's a lot happening. A lot happening. So stay tuned to the rack, because there's a whole bunch of stuff happening. But I say we're done for it.
I say we're done for the night, too. So,
this is
plug
where,
away.
Sorry, this is where I go. Plug tomorrow, or not tomorrow night, Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow us on Twitter at CB Radio WTR. Facebook.com/CigarButtsAndBandanas. CBRadioLive.com, #BlameRob. Sunday is Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, as they will recap WWE Payback at WTR Sunday night. Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Monday night, we're back for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. And right back here next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRD_Rack, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. RackRadioShare.com, YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Get us on iTunes and Stitcher, Rack Radio Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Check me out under the Wild Microscope on WildTalkRadio.com. Get us on TuneIn, iTunes, Stitcher, Wild Talk Radio Network as well. That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, that's all you got? Okay, I was just making sure.
I was going through the checklist in my head. I was like, is that... Yeah, that's it. I got it all.
It's like, okay, all right, I think that's everything. Pretty sure that's everything. All right, well, you can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, LANSWARD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. Don't forget to check out our very, very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And don't forget, if you want to participate, you want to be with the group, pick Payback, you're welcome to do that. Go to the Facebooks. You just heard the link for it. You can tweet us. Or you can put it in the chat room, because King Kittens may be there, may not be there. It's a mystery.
He likes to hide, so you never know.
He lurks. But definitely tweet us your pick. But for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye. Don't act like you don't know. Know what I came for. Too late to turn back. This is the payback. Yeah. Take one, I take one. You can't hide, you can't run. Too late to turn back. This is the payback. Yeah. Don't act like you don't know. Know what I came for. Too late to turn back. This is the payback. Yeah. You take one, I take one. You can't hide, you can't run. Wildtalkradio.com.